Blog Talk Radio.
Let me touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his garment, and I will be made whole. Let me touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his garment.
Worship song at this time. Just touch the hem of his garment. You don't. It doesn't take much, but what it really takes is for you to press and to press in faith. That if you just touch the hem of his garment, that you will be made whole. Amen. God bless you, family. On this evening, I'm so excited. I'm excited like it's a first day of, I mean, like it's Christmas Eve or something. I am so excited about this word I'm excited to be here with you guys. So I am going to really try to calm down. I'm over here rocking, as most of y'all know me. But I'm excited to be here with you because the next 2 days, today and tomorrow, is going to be some powerful days. And man, I just cannot wait. Do you know this is Good Friday Eve? Good Friday Eve. So I cannot wait for tomorrow. The lineup for tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. Please, you don't want to miss it. Whatever you got to do, set your clock for on tomorrow evening to make sure that you dial in and be a part of this dynamic seven last sayings of Jesus on the cross by some great, powerful, motivated, encouraging men, women, prophetesses, apostles, evangelists, teachers of God. They're going to bring that word on tomorrow. I've been meeting with them for the last couple of days, and I just love the connection. I just love the touching and agreement that we have. So when you have people that like each other, love each other, can get along with each other, then you know God has already set us up for the power on tomorrow. So my job tonight, now I had to even think about it. I said, oh man, this is my Thursday that's on. I'm the Thursday before Good Friday. Man, that must was a setup by God for real. So I'm here to prepare the runway for tomorrow. So that's how I look at it. I'm like, I'm here to prepare the runway for tomorrow. I'm here to give you that speed that you need so tomorrow we can go ahead and just take flight and take altitude on this thing. Amen. So let me, amen. You want to pray? I just think I got a message. Amen. So tomorrow evening, again, I want us to
yes,
be
I would
ready.
Love to.
Okay. Amen. I saw your message, but I didn't know what that meant. So, but amen.
No. When I heard you talking, you was like, I said, oh, you know what God said? Pray. You pray. Pray. Open this up in prayer for her. Something we need to start back because we used to meet 10 minutes before every broadcast. We used to pray in the green room. We need to get back to some things. We've been slipping. Oh, thank you for this time of reflection to really sit back and say, y'all been moving too fast. Y'all been missing stuff. I want to congratulate you, woman of God, for doing an awesome job on the assignment God gave you. All I can say is I just turned the red and the black. All right. Heavenly Father, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, which we have power to connect with you, in the name that we have power to be your child, in the power that we have to submit and have a straight connection to you, we thank you tonight. We thank you that though circumstances may not be perfect, even though people are running crazy, even though the world may be doing what the world always do, you're just seeing a big magnifying glass on it now, but we thank you that we're holding our post, Lord. We thank you that we're not getting distracted, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they're really telling the numbers and the death of our cities every month. The same deaths that they're telling now have been going on all along. Now they're putting it on an epidemic, a pandemic, but they've been having the same numbers every month, every year for the last century. Yeah. So we thank you, Lord, that you're exposing them. We thank you, Lord, that you're making people have to give it up. We thank you, Lord, that it's not about black color, Mexican color, or white color. It's about the sacrificial lambs that have not chosen you. We thank you that we choose you tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that it's not your pandemic. We thank you that it's not your situation. But we thank you that you've given us the power to stand tonight and stand on your word. We thank you for the assignment that's on the woman of God who said, yes, I'm ready for a Good Friday Eve, and I'm ready to kick it off. And we've been meeting, and the fire's already lit. So we thank you, Lord, that we prepared ourselves for such a time as this, that we're standing together. We're not getting distracted by money. We're not getting distracted by new nothing. We are going to stand on you and your promises and allow you to have your way. Bless the woman of God tonight. In every area of her weakness, put your strength in there. But every area that's not covered, let us cover her. And let us sit here and say, Lord, speak through this woman of God, because I'm here for a word. I'm here for a new revelation. I'm here for some application in my life, and it comes from your servant who will preach like never before. We give it to her, we release it to her, and we abide to you through her in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And all in agreement that are running around right now, that are jumping up and down, we say, have your way in Jesus' name.
Have your way, God. In Jesus' name. Woo! Yes, come on now. That lit a fire. But, you know, and I had posted earlier today, y'all. So, listen, you know, just like, you know, if you could just think for a minute when you're talking about, like, the eve before Thanksgiving or the eve before Christmas, what are you doing? You are so bubbly. You are so full of joy and great expectation for the day. You're trying to run around and do your last shopping and do your last, you know, getting your stuff together. And then because there's a time, I don't know about you, but I always have a time that I want to be in the house. I need to be in the house by 6 o'clock so then I can start chopping up stuff and preparing stuff and, you know, boiling the meat so the meat is ready and, you know, things like that. So this is what I'm here for you, what I'm here to do tonight. I'm the preparer. I am the preparer because tomorrow is going to be the feast. So if you can just smell the onions in the air and the aroma of the broth in the air and all that other stuff, this is what I'm here to do. So I'm still here to encourage you, put a smile on your face, make you think, and like he said, and give you application because on tomorrow night, which is the word that's going to go forth as to why Jesus did this. I need you to be so ready to receive it that you just say, yes, Lord. If even if you already said, yes, Lord, I want you to say, yes, Lord, again. I want you to rededicate your life again. Bring somebody in on tomorrow. Somebody just invite them on tomorrow. Just tell them to come on in. I promise you there's going to be a word. But, all right, so listen, I don't know about you, but I'm glad for that day, which is tomorrow. Until I came to know and understand the purpose and the power of the work that was done on Good Friday, I was one of those stupid people. I was one of those wild and crazy, you know, type of person. Anything goes. Anyone besides me, can you remember the moments in your life that you were just a sinful mess? Before I really understood the power of the cross, I was a sinful mess and thought that I was forever going to be in that sinful state. You know, it's hard to, you know, they want you to set 5-year goals and 10-year goals. Okay, that's good in your career and your education. But when you are a sinful mess, I mean, just in a whole lot of mess, you can't see past that moment. You don't see a brighter day. You don't see a brighter future. You don't see anything past, you know, Friday coming up and you're going to be at the club. You don't see nothing past Saturday that you're going to be back at the club again. You don't see past, you don't see anything past that. And that was me. And guess what? You smell bad in God's nostrils. I know I was a stinky smell. Ooh, the most foulest odor you can even think of right now. That was me. Raising both my hands in God's nostrils. Anybody like me that was that kind of a stench in God's nostrils? And we tried to cover it up with our cologne and our perfume, our Gucci, Calvin Klein, you know, Chanel and all that other stuff. You try to cover that up, but guess what? That did not work. You smell just like the lies you told. You smell just like that gossip you was putting out. You smell just like that top shelf liquor that you was drinking. You smell just like those drugs that you was dealing. You smell just like that woman or that man that you was laying with. Huh? You smell that no matter what you did, you could not get rid of the smell. So you like, Pastor Lawrence, where is you going with that today? I thought you were preparing us for the runway. Trust me, we about to take off because the way that he gave this to me. So where am I going with this? I'm trying to get you to the reason and the purpose for the cross. See, this past Sunday was Palm Sunday. Remember, it's Palm Sunday. I know we all wasn't in the churches, and some people had the palm leaves and ushers passed out the palm leaves, so you may have forgot, but let me remind you that Sunday was Palm Sunday, and Jesus rode in on a donkey, the most lowest, the most stubborn animal that there is. He had to ride in on what represented you and me. ooh, because I was stubborn. Ooh, I was the lowest of the low, and I was the most stubborn person that there was. I know when I was in a trap of sin, I was stubborn. You can tell me nothing. So if I smell so bad of sin, and if I was so stubborn as a donkey and would not give up my foolish ways, why then, Jesus, did you go to the cross? Why? I had to think about that because, you know, preparing for tomorrow, I'm like, Jesus, the purpose for the cross, I've heard all the stories, I've read, you know, about your amazing grace and all this other stuff. And I read in Romans 5 and 8 where it says, but God proves his own love for us in that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. I've heard that 1,000 times, but it seems to hit differently on this week. So while I was yet still partying, while I was yet still sleeping around, while I was yet still getting drunk and cursing and lying, you looked out from that cross down 2,000 plus years. You saw through my sin, and you saw the best in me. My message for today, he saw the best in me. Come on, come on. I need somebody to say it to yourself. I need somebody to say, listen, he hung up on that. Oh, I can't get excited. Not too. He hung up on that cross because he saw the best in you. He saw the best in me. Say that. He saw the best in me. Jesus went to the cross for me because he saw something in me when I could not see anything good in myself. Jesus, you saw the best in me. When folks talked about me, said I was never going to change, you saw the best in me. You saw that one day I would change. I didn't think I ever was going to change. I didn't know how to change. All I knew how was to get talked about. All I knew how to do, all I knew was getting scandalized and my name dragged in the mud. And I didn't know, didn't nobody come and say, baby, you can change? Dog, you just need, I don't know what you're doing that for, and you're just going to be no good. That's all I ever heard. But Jesus said, that's okay, keep talking about her, because I see more than that in her than what you see. So you see her right now, but Jesus, praise God, I see her future. Oh, my God, even if that's you right now and you in sin, they see you right now, but I know a man from Galilee, baby, who see your future. My God. Oh, Luke 7 and 36 through 43. This is going to be my main scripture. I love this story. Whew. Okay, I'm going to calm down. Luke 7, 36 and 43. I have a different version. It's called the voice version. If you ever type in voice version, I like it because it's like it's telling the story. It tells you who's talking, and I love it. So this was the preparation of Jesus before he died by a sinner. This was the preparation of Jesus' purpose to die by a sinner. I love this story. Okay, so, all right. So y'all got it? Luke 7, 36. 43. And it says, and I'm going to read it just like the voice version says. It says, picture this. Just as Jesus enters the man's house and takes his place at the table, a woman from the city, check this out, notorious as a woman of ill reputation, follows him in. She has heard that Jesus will be at the Pharisee's home. So she comes in and approaches him, carrying an alabaster flask of perfumed oil. Then she begins to cry. She kneels down so her tears fall on Jesus' feet, and she starts wiping his feet with her own hair. Then she actually kisses his feet, and she pours the perfume oil on them. Now, Simon, the one that invited Jesus to the house, this was the Pharisee, not the apostle. He was thinking. Now, he didn't say any words out of his mouth. He was just thinking. Now, I know this guy is a fraud. Talking about Jesus. If he were a real prophet, he would have known this woman is a sinner and he would never let her get near him, much less touch him or kiss him. Jesus, knowing what this man was thinking, said, Simon, I want to tell you a story. He said, tell me, teacher. Two men owed a certain lender a lot of money. One owed 100 weeks' wages, and the other owed 10 weeks' wages. Both men defaulted on their loans, but the lender forgave them both. Here's a question for you. Which man will love the lender more? Simon said, well, I guess it will be the one who was forgiven more. Jesus said, good answer. This woman said, "This one, listen, that's the end of, that's what I'm going to stop at right now. This woman said within herself, listen, out of all the things I have done, nothing is going to take that smell of sin away from me. I have the best room that money can buy, and that still won't even cover up the stench of my sin. So let me pour this on the man that I know who can take that smell away. I'm about to get happy right there. I can only testify, y'all know me, I can only testify myself, Pastor V, the Lord's, whatever you want to call me, how many tears I cried, wanted to change, but didn't know how to change. How many times I would dress up and get fly and look good to make myself feel better, look good in the mirror to come back looking like death. Has anybody ever done that? Before you leave to go out to the club, you looking dapper, fly, man, you packed out. But then when you come back from that bar, you look in the mirror, you look straight like this. You are hungover, drunk over, the liquor done took all the oil out your skin, you're looking dry, you just look a mess. This woman said, I'm going to cry my last tears on you, Jesus. Have you ever been there? When you go and you cry, you think you have nothing left, but you said, you know what? This last cry, I better cry to God. I done cried within myself long enough. I done cried on other people's shoulders long enough who couldn't help me. I done cried. These tears, I better cry to Jesus if I want to change, because I know. Because I am known for my sin. This woman, they call her notorious. When you're notorious, you out there. You out there bad when you're notorious. Now, we know what they say. We know the old famous Notorious B.I.G., but how many of y'all out there was notorious for what it is that you did? You made a name for yourself on what you did. You made a name for yourself that as soon as you walked up in the club, they knew you were spending about $500. You was notorious for it. They knew you were notorious for sleeping with other people, men. They knew you were notorious for being a womanizer. They knew, listen, I don't know anybody else, am I the only one that was like this woman, notorious for the sin that we did. And you just couldn't seem to come from up under it. She just said, I just can't seem to come from up under. I'm known out here in these streets, Jesus. I see nothing else in me. I see nothing else for me. I just plain don't see nothing but what they see me as, which is notorious, or a sinner, or a liar. Jesus went on to say in verse 47 and 48, this woman has been forgiven much, and she is showing much love. But the person who has shown little love shows how little forgiveness he has received. To the woman, he looked at her and said, you're forgiven. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I don't have to wait on a man or any man, woman, or whatever to see the good in me. People know how to see the worst in you and turn it into worser. I know that ain't a word, but that's my word for the day. People don't, they don't see no good in you. They don't, especially if it's better, if it's going to look better, make themselves look bad. They don't want you to look better than them. All they know how to do is see the worst in you. I'm glad I ain't have to wait on people to see the good in me. You figure, man, for almost 42 years, I was a straight sinner. I was about to say something else. I can't say that online. I was a straight sinner. Couldn't see, didn't nobody see nothing. Everybody saw the worst in me. That's what happens is we start, and guess what? What happens is we start to believe what they say about us. God told you this word that you were, God told you in his word that you were a new creature. But you still believe what they bring up about you from your past. God told you that you are his child and he calls you his own, but you still believe that you're nobody without a natural father. God said, I have pre-designed your destiny and purpose, but you still believe that you're nothing and ain't gonna never be nothing. The old song says, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. Let's stop there. We ain't got to go. It said it was there by faith I received my sight. My sight of what? At the cross is where I received my sight on what he sees in me. Huh? When you at the cross, that's it. Your eyes should open like, oh my God, I didn't know that all that. I didn't know, Jesus, that you saw that in me. Wow. Now I see what you see. Now I see why you love me so. Now I see why you chased me. Now I see why you didn't give up on me. Now I see why you allowed me to come to one moment of my life to make a conscious choice to choose you. Now I see. It was at the cross where I first saw the light and what he see in me. The sight of who I am, the sight of who you are in him. He saw the best in you. Now I need you to go to that cross and see it for yourself. Okay, I gotta calm down. Lord Jesus, I need you to see it, people. I need you to see it. Not, I'm gonna steal from Pastor E. Not tomorrow, when? Now! I need you to see it now. Right now, before we hang up from this broadcast, I need you to see the best in you, what he sees in you. What he went to that cross for. He went to that cross to not bring out the sin in you, but the good in you. That was his purpose. So you could see that he was the light. Listen, no, let me go back. It had to go dark on the cross. We talk about that tomorrow. But it had to go dark on the cross so you could see that he was the light. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. What light is he? The light of your purpose. The light of your gift. He's the light to get, not shine your sin, but to shine his glory. That's already in you, baby. Glory be to God. He's the light that shines. So you can see who he is. And remember, you are a reflection of who he is. So as to reflect who you are. My Jesus. Ooh. Anybody feel like shouting right there? Go ahead. Let's shout right there for a minute. Woo! Glory be to God. Thank you for being the light. Thank you, Jesus, for turning the light on my mind.
Thank you.
Opening up my eyes so I can see what you saw.
Thank you.
Thank you.
my God, don't start nothing.
Even now, please, before I go on, even now, men and women, God, please hear me. I'm not going to cry. Even when I get ready to do this broadcast, I am humbled before God. I am a nervous wreck before I bring the word of God, because sometimes I still feel that I'm not worthy to do this. I'm blessed to get to do this. I'm blessed to get to do his will and his work. I'm blessed because, baby, there was a time in my life I didn't see this. Oh, heck no. I didn't see this at all for myself. All I saw was an adulterous, riotous, drunken, drug addict, whatever you want to call it. That's all I saw. I was up in the clubs all the time. I would get every man I wanted to. That's all I knew. Was how to get over. That's all I knew, was how to be a manipulator. That's all I knew, was how to be a hustler. I didn't see this. I didn't see no title pastor. I saw all them other titles, and I ain't going to call them titles out. But there was no choice. That's all I ever saw. Until one day, he shined the light on my mind and said, you know what? Out of all that and through all that, I see better in you. I see better in you. And every single day, I've been trying to live up to be better and better. It takes time to go. You figure 42 years of addiction, 42 years of bad habits, 42 years. Baby, it didn't come easy. So I still have to work at it each and every day. But because what he saw in me was better than what I saw in myself, I didn't mind trading. Oh, I didn't mind trading. Give me what you see and show me how to live what you see in me. When a jeweler wants to see the brilliance of a diamond, what does he do? He puts it under the light. Any merchant that wants to see the quality of something, they don't walk to the dark. They try to find light to see the quality of it. You can't see the best in you because you want to run from the light. Thy word said, the word said, Simon, this Pharisee, said that Jesus must be a fake, because if he was truly a prophet, he would know who this woman was. Jesus had to tell them, I am the light that don't see what you see. See, people want to always turn the light on to, again, the worst part of you. They want to put you out there on blast, whether they want to put you on Facebook or whether they want to put you on one of those like Larry Reed Live, that always want to put everybody out there on blast. That's the kind of light that they want to shine, but that's not a true light. The true light of God looks at you just like he looked at this woman and said, your sins are forgiven. If you come to me like she came to me, she was not scared of me. Don't be scared to go to Jesus just as you are. She came to him and said, listen, you're not my last, but you're my only hope I have for a better day, a better life. Jesus' light is not to shine and make your sin known. His light is to make known that you are the best of the best. Did you hear what I said? You're the best of the best, baby. Stop. I wrote a poem. I can't even recite it, but I wrote a poem that he had me stand there and look in the mirror. He said, Lord, what do you see? And I'm naming off all my flaws. I see I got a pimple over here. I got a big mole on the left side of my face that always seem to grow this little ugly hair out. I got to pluck out. I see that I got a gap in my teeth, and I see I got one eyebrow that's higher than the other eyebrow. See that? He said, I'm not looking at that. Look deeper. Look into your eyes, and what do you see? We're so scared to look past our outer appearance and really look into our own soul. Have you looked into your own soul? Baby, what do you see? Because when you really look that deep, you should see Jesus standing back there, waiting for you to come to him and say all that other stuff. See, the beauty that I'm looking at is within your heart. I'll make your heart so beautiful that your outside will match perfectly. It's amazing because since I've been in quarantine, my skin ain't never looked so good. I don't know how. I guess because I'm drinking more water. I don't know what to say. But I've never looked so good. I'm looking youthful, and my skin got some little, you know, bounce in it and stuff and clearing up or whatever. And why? Because we finally are taking that much-needed break, getting back in prayer, getting back in the Word of God, which beautifies you in the first place. Getting back to fasting, getting back to the things of God. When you get back to the things of God, it will rejuvenate your energy, beautify your skin, cleanse your soul, change your mind, rearrange your thinking. When you get back into the things of God, all that outside stuff that you're trying to fix, God be them fix it for you. Not for you to go out there and showboat and brag and boast, but to prove that he is God. He said, I will preserve you. He said, I'll restore the years that the locust and the cankerworm took from you. He's restoring my years. Those was a lot of years that the enemy took from me. A lot of years. Messed up my entire body. But guess what? Every time that there is a sickness that the enemy tried to put on me because of the drugs, the alcohol, and the things I did and put in my body, God said, nah, not so. I got this one. I'm preserving that one. Because what the word said, there's some sickness that's not unto death. You don't understand. Most people say, I should have been dead and gone. Y'all can read my bio and say, I don't know how she's still here. Nothing but the grace of God because of the cross. He saw the best in you. Can you see it for yourself today? Can you really see it for yourself? Glory, hallelujah. He hung up on that cross. Y'all, I can't go to tomorrow yet. I got to stay on the eve today. I can't go to tomorrow yet. But can you just see him up there on the cross, high above the people, looking down through the years, saw you. And a drop of blood came from his head. He saw you. And the blood came from his side. And said, this is for my daughter, this is for my son, because there's going to come a day that they're going to cry out to me, and I'm going to be right there for them. And I'm going to clean them up, and I'm going to make them new. That's why I put into my word, you're a new creature. Old things have passed away, all things have become new. He even told you how to do it. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I'm going to teach you how to do this. A lot of us wouldn't be where we are right now. You didn't see entrepreneurship in you when you was down there in that crack house. You didn't see an author in you when you was sitting up there on that bar drinking that Hennessy. You didn't see a prophet, evangelist, or teacher in you when you was sitting up there throwing them back, sleeping with that man. You didn't see any of that, now did you? Now look at you. My God, look at you now. Looking like the best of the best with your fine self. All because of what he did on that cross. That's the reason for our praise. That's the reason for the shout. That's the reason for my glory, hallelujah. That's the reason. Because had it not been for Jesus, I don't know where I would be right now. It sure wouldn't be talking to y'all. No. I could bet the whole U.S. bank treasury on that. It sure wouldn't be talking to you. But I was like this woman. I said, Lord, I don't know anything else but you. You take me as I am, I'll do my best to try to clean it up. And that's the one thing is you got to remember that there's no works that we can do, but there is still a work that you have to put in. I told God, I said, this last time when he allowed me to come back and be his child, I said, I don't care whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, I'll never let you go. I could be done fell off in the sand, and I'll still sit up there and get up and cry out to God and repent and get back up and say, listen, I don't know what that was. Help me some more. Help me. Don't give up on me. Don't leave me like you found me. Jesus, please help me. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm pressing. I'm coming. Don't turn your back on. I'm coming. That was always my prayer. Like, come on, don't leave me like you found me. I don't want to go back. Anybody want to dial one and get in on this conversation? It wasn't long, but I hope that it was strong because he saw the best. He saw the best in me. He saw the best in you. He saw the best in you and you and you. I'm like, Oprah, now I'm pointing at you and you and you. He saw the best in you. I don't care what they said. I don't care what you did. I don't care. The cross was for you to see the light and the glory that God has in you. There's a work, man and woman of God, that we have to do. There's a work that we have to do. Get up. Dust yourself off. Come on, you can do this. You can make it. Tomorrow's a new day, a brand new day. I don't care what you did today. I don't care if you failed today. Come on, get up. Let's do it again tomorrow. We ain't going to stop it. We're not going to stop. That means I'll play it. Dial one right now if you want to get in on this conversation with me. I would love to hear the praise. I would love to hear the testimony. I would love for us just to go up in the glory.
They're dialing one. They're dialing one, but we're going to listen to this first.
Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me.
Oh, I know you see your name just fly over.
When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey,
he saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else.
Could only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I do. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who
Oh, he's mine.
He saw the best in you. He went to the cross because he
Hallelujah.
Saw the best in you. He saw that kind heart
you really
had.
Go ahead, woman of God. Bless him.
He saw
Praise
it.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Praise
you, Jesus.
God.
Go in.
Yes,
go in. Go in. Go in.
Yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise him.
Thank you,
I'm forgiven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Praise
Jesus.
Him. Powerful.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm forgiven.
I know I'm no good, but thank
you.
You.
Lord Jesus. Yes, sir.
He's mine, and I am his.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter what I've done. Oh, but what am I doing right now to serve you, Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Minister Terry, your line is live. Your minister, your line is live.
Yes, glory be to God.
He's mine, and I am his.
Powerful testimony, my beautiful sister. I was just over here saying, you know, I was singing with you. He saw the best in you. He sees the best in us, you know, because we all have to forgive
God
ourselves.
God said, don't dry up, Valoris. Keep letting it flow.
Well, yeah, we
don't
have to forgive
up.
Ourselves of our past.
Don't
you know?
Get composure. He said, release.
Beautifully made by God. Beautifully made by God. Hallelujah. She said, it takes a light. It takes a light to change things. My God. Glory be to God. God bless you, my beautiful sister. You keep doing it. Keep sharing his word. My God. Hallelujah. Can't help but love you. Praise you. Hallelujah.
Now, the theme of the second theme or the subject tonight is pray for your sister. Before you get off, pray for your sister.
Yes, sir. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that you wrap your arms around
Jesus.
Pastor Valoris. You keep pushing her, keep pressing her to do what she's doing, Father, that she can bring all of those that's out there in darkness that hasn't seen the light, that hasn't met Jesus, that hasn't met him at the cross, Father, we pray that we all come to you. Yes, she said, tonight we are preparing the runway for tomorrow, Good Friday. Oh, my God. Father God, just touch her, Father. Touch her body, touch her mind, touch her heart, touch her soul. From head to toe, Father, give the strength that she needs to continue to do your work. Give us all, Father, the strength that we need to continue to do your work, to reach many in all nations, to tell them about the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell them what you paid for our
we
sins.
Receive.
With
we
your
receive,
life
Jesus.
For our sins.
We receive.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
We receive.
I finish my prayers, Father. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my! In the name of Jesus, y'all better get ready for tomorrow night. This ain't gonna be nothing. If you are looking for something that's been done before, you're in the wrong place. We finna do something that has never ever been done before. Prophetess Lori, welcome to Women Speak Now with Pastor Valoris. What it do?
Praise God, everyone. Hallelujah, Pastor Valoris.
Prophesy. Are you a now Christian?
Yes, I am right now.
Now
God.
Has been the
Amen.
Sign from 0 to 5 seconds.
It's not a coincidence that this is the message that you brought on tonight, because I just put on my testimony on Facebook from 1997. I was talked about that notorious. I was notorious. I was one of the biggest drug dealers here in the city of Hartford. You would look at me and people would look at me, and not her. Not her. I was in a gang. I was in a gang. I was in 2020. That's what it was. 2020, 20 love. Yes, I was in a gang, and you would have never thought that me, not her, not her smoking crack, not her doing all of these things. Yes, I did. And I was at the brink of no return. And I this story, and they put it in the Northern Agent here in the city of Hartford, and it went viral in the city of Hartford. And it helped a lot of people get free too. That was 1997, and praise the Lord, I'm still standing. I am still free. I'm still standing. Not only is God a deliverer, but God is a keeper.
Thank you.
God has kept
Thank
me
Pastor
all
me.
These years.
Look at this. Let me check this out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote a poem, and it's called Cry Out, because that's what I did. I cried out to God because I knew that no other human being could. I didn't even know God at the time when I cried out. I cried out, and I said,
791. The number you dialed is not in service.
Hello?
Okay, you guys ignore that message. That was me. That was
okay.
All Pastor.
Praise God. And at the time, I cried out to God. But the Holy, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he gave me this poem, and I'm going to give it to you. And I put on Facebook, I said, I want everybody to know this is my testimony. I have been free a long time now, living a life of authority, a life of prosperity. I have everything in this life I need, and that is Jesus. God did it for me. He could do it for you, too. All you have to do is cry out. Just cry out. The Almighty God will answer you from his holy mountain. Hallelujah.
Hey, Jesus.
And this is Cry Out. It says, Cry Out.
Don't pay attention to that. Just go ahead.
Cry out.
Praise the Lord.
Cry out with no uncertainty that God will answer you and set you free. Cry out knowing in your heart that the God of heaven and earth, he knows all about it. Cry out of your trials and your cares. Turn it all over to the Master. He will rescue you from your fears. Cry out. Do not wonder. Do not doubt. The God that made the thunder, the rain, and the cocaine is truly able. The devil is a liar to the sellers and the buyers. Cry out before it's too late because he wants to kill you. All he does is cause a strife. But Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Cry out, cry out, cry out. To the world, I must say, I strongly feel decay. We are rotting to the core. Deep in our hearts, we need more. Cry out and be still. He will answer you from his holy hill. Cry out, mothers and fathers, to the Father of fathers. Your children need you. I beg you, they do. Cry out. Give him your tears. He wants to heal your wounded spirit. It doesn't matter who you are, what color you are. He loves us all by far. Cry out. Cry out, cry out. I know without a doubt what Jesus can do. He did it for me. He can do it for you.
My God.
And that was written by me in 1997 because of what God has done for me.
Can I put a beat to that? Can I put a beat to that and make a song?
Yes, you can. Yes,
beautiful. Thank you, my sister.
God just spoke to me and said, you know, I've been saying, okay, where does she fit in? I'm gonna put a show together about spoken word.
Yes, that's how I got free too.
And that's
gonna
be your baby. You're gonna bust that here on the Now Network.
Amen.
Holmes got me out. That's the same thing that got me out.
Bring them grandgirls in there because I seen both of those your grandchildren today. They got some fire in them.
Yes,
keep them connected to me. Did you get them that app?
Because
it was banging today. It was banging. Oh,
you
it was banging.
Send it to me.
Yes, I did.
Send it to her again. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to send it again, but it was banging. Right after I sent it to you, I was like, oh, wait a minute, DJ Holy Ghost. You doing this thing tonight.
Praise God.
No, praise God for you.
Oh,
thank you, my
about God. That.
NowRadioForYou.com.
The NowRadioForYou.com. Hit that;
okay,
it goes online.
Right.
Or you can do it. Or you can go on Google Play or iTunes. Put the Now Radio for You and download the app. It's free.
Okay.
Don't cost you nothing.
We'll get it tomorrow. All right. Yep.
But once they listen to that, they're gonna be hooked. They're gonna be like, dang, that is tight. Ooh, he banging.
Oh yeah, they anointed.
DJ Holy Ghost.
They were babies.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. Okay, so can we do this? Because I see now it's the team on here tonight. Pastor Valoris, and you're gonna close it out with this. Minister Terry, Prophetess Lori, myself, give a little teaser for tomorrow night. What can people look forward to? What are you bringing to the table, Minister Terry?
I'm bringing to the table that Jesus, even on the cross amongst criminals, he had forgiveness in his heart to tell them that he would see him in paradise. My God,
oh.
That's compassion, that's love, that's forgiveness, that's humility all at once on the cross.
What?
And that's what he wants us to do as we're walking around. He wants us to love, and he don't want us to just say it. He wants it to come from our heart. I mean, my God, the more you know Jesus, the more love, the more him you get within you, I know personally, the more love you have within you, the more you can share with others. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Love you all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prophetess Lori, come on, give us a 30-second little. Can we get a teaser?
You know what? Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus, glory to your name, Father.
You don't like that about me, do you? You don't like that about me, do you? I'll throw you under the bus in a minute.
About you. I love it. I love that about you. I praise God that for that about you. Jesus' last words on the cross, and we know that he said, it is finished, and when he bowed his head and he gave up the spirit, and he gave up that spirit so that we can be filled with that spirit. And once he said it is finished, that means everything that we have been going through, what we're going through, what we're about to go through, even though we're about to go through, even then, back then, way then, it was already finished.
Hey!
So it don't matter how we see it. It don't matter what we feel like. It don't matter what we're going through. It don't matter what we
think. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Done, it's already finished.
Yes, Lord.
He cut out of our mind. It's finished. It means that this meaning, it's behind us. Everything that we're going through, it's already behind us. It's finished.
My God.
I don't care how broke we feel. I don't care how much you feel sickness in your body. You already healed. Jesus became poor that we might become rich. It is behind us. Our past has been behind us since and it's no more carrying it on. It left us. Because why? It is finished.
When? Now. I almost threw my phone.
It was
finished. I was going to break my phone.
Centuries ago, it was finished.
Yeah.
2,500 years ago, it was finished.
It was finished.
Bless you, woman of God. Oh, y'all better get ready for tomorrow. Y'all better invite all your friends. You better tell them they do not want to miss any time for tomorrow night of what God is about to do in such a spectacular way. Evangelist Virginia. Good evening, woman of God. What are you gonna bring to the table tomorrow night? You're gonna tell the story. You're gonna lay the prayer for us to get started. But give them a little hint. Okay, she on mute on me. Normally she lets me bring her. Wait a minute, hold on. There she is. Wait, Evangelist, you there? Amen. Evangelist Virginia is going to be there to kick us off with our intercession and prayer and giving us a recap of the story as we get ready to launch into that. Prophet Dwayne, Pastor Dwayne, Prophetess Lisa, who was on earlier, but I think she had to get off. We'll all be there. And regardless, the word is going to go forward if somebody don't show up. And so we're gonna do if one falls off or something happens technically, the word is gonna go forward because I got my partners out there that we'll tag team for 20 minutes and keep it going. But you guys be there tomorrow night. It's gonna be dynamic. You'll be able to see us live on Facebook. If you don't have the capabilities of the internet or Facebook, we'll still be on Blog Talk Radio for the complete broadcast. For all of our listeners and of all of our ministers, we're believing God is going to do great things now that we could take over then.
Yes.
This is Good Friday Eve.
Yes,
I loved it when you said it. I loved it when you said it felt like Christmas. This is when I really get excited. This is really my celebration time, because I'm going through my own resurrection and my own death, burial, and all that. I'm getting up.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday I'm preaching the sermon I preach every resurrection. It's called the one time deal, and I'll preach that for the rest of my life. The one-time deal. I can't wait to hear how he delivers it out of me. We've been doing that for like 4 years. But this Sunday,
yes.
Turn up in front, park in front. You can stand in front 6 feet apart. We're not having because of the warnings of it being the strongest time, we don't want to have nobody at risk. The doors will be shut, but the speaker will be on the corner out like it is every Sunday. But we preach it, the one-time deal.
Mm.
He'll never come again. He'll never get beat again. He'll never die again. He'll never have to get up because he is up.
Nope. Done.
He is up. He is up. He said, you know, if you've been risen with me, see, us as believers, we should be risen.
Yes, Lord.
And when you're risen, you're not worried about sickness. You're not worried about death. Do you guys remember what I said last night and the night before? We will live. We will not die.
Yes, Lord.
So bless you, woman of God, for kicking us off tonight. We thank you. We are ready. I'm ready.
Yeah.
You already know Prophet Lori ready. She had her podium up and everything. It was like, okay, let's do this.
I sure am ready.
I tell you, I'm gonna do my hair. I'm gonna put on. I'm getting dressed. So if you're worried about what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna be ready.
I'm getting dressed too. I'm ready.
don't get showed out. Love you guys. Pray us out of here, Pastor.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you celebrating, Lord, the glorious occasion that's going to happen on tomorrow. God, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the words that you have allowed to come out of my mouth, the hearts that you have allowed me to touch, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that
yes,
the fire
Lord.
Stay lit, Lord, the fire stay lit
yes,
all
Lord.
Through tonight, all through tomorrow, all the way through Sunday, and Lord, and thereafter, God, keep us on fire for you, oh God. But you saw
yes,
the
Lord.
Best in us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for
you
that, we say thank you. We are gracious and just humble, God, that you saw past all
thank
of our
God.
Sins, all that we were and all that we were doing, God. And you saw us that one day we will all be on this line together. You saw us as pastors and prophets and evangelists and teachers. God, you saw that way down
yes,
before.
Lord.
So, God, for that, we say thank you. Thank you for
thank
the
you.
Connection, oh God. Thank you for the fellowship, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the Lord, the great work that we're going to do. Thank you
thank
for the
you.
Man of God, Pastor E, and the great work that he's going to do, oh God, with this network, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask that you just send them in, Lord. You bring them in, Lord, that they just come in by whether it's Zoom, by whether it's the conference line. And God,
yes,
we also
Lord.
Ask, Lord, that they give, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, he can continue his work, oh God. And Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you keep everything that concerns him, oh God. Preserve him during this time, oh God. Preserve each and every person that is on this line right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we just glorify
yes,
you, magnify you. And God,
we
I say thank you, Lord. I say thank you for allowing me to be who I am,
you.
Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. So God, we bless you in Jesus' name until we
yes,
meet
Lord.
Again. Amen.
Amen.
We just want to serve you. Now, don't hang up because I'm going to always petition this because I am featured on this track. Who wants to serve him? You got to learn that it's first of all, you got to see who served him first and how did they serve him. And he said he was the best servant. Then when you become a servant, he called you brother. Are you ready to serve him? I want to be like Daniel.
I want to be like Daniel.
I want to be like Paul.
Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
Yeah.
just wanna serve you.
Serve you, Lord.
Forever, I'ma need your help. I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I
love
you. Father, I love you. I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man. You know what I go through when I am alone. Father, I need you, can't do this alone. I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing. It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody went in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn, man.
You know what I'm saying? I just thank God saved me. You know what I'm saying? High off your own drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man. You know what I go through when I am alone. Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Love you guys.